School is starting to look like prison to me.
Having like people bully me, being like, oh no, you're a fag. I feel like dropping out.
My mom was evicted and we had no place to go.
I was really deep into the gang.
Those are some of the voices of six Latino and Latina students from different parts of the U.S. appearing in this film. Emily Task serves as manager of student success for the Children's Aid Society at the Fannie Lou Hamer School in the Bronx. Task appeared here in Buffalo as public school students gathered to watch this film, where they were encouraged to aim for college education. But Task says in order to make that a reality, early exposure is key.
It's really to connect every student with a caring adult and to coach and walk them through this whole process and to really encourage the high schools, the rehearsal.
The people that I know that dropped out, they either join a gang or just stay in a home.
This PBS film is presented in two nights. Part two airs this evening. The teen stories range from attending a tough high school with concerns of violence to a homeless teen and a female student who dropped out because of pregnancy.
There were times where I just didn't feel I was intelligent because, you know, I stopped going to school. I love my son. I love spending time with him, but I'm not doing anything for me or for his future.
Task tells WBFO News it is important for public schools to be surrounded with resources and connections that can support a college goal for students.
Because we know that teachers are unbelievable humans, but they're not superhuman. So if they can focus on making an engaging classroom, and then social workers, support staff, college advisors, and then bringing in their own peer influence can surround a kid and a family with everything they need to really to tackle the obstacles and the challenges that we know come in the way, and then being with them through the process, that it's a community approach rather than just believing that it's one adult or one kid who can push through on their own.
One of the students from the Fannie Lou Hamer School is graduate Joy McBride. McBride is from the South Bronx, but she's now attending Canisius College here in Buffalo. Task helped guide McBride to Canisius.
If I didn't have the help of the Student Success Center at Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom High School, I don't think I would be in Buffalo at Canisius College right now.
What made the difference? What was kind of the key formula for you to get on that track to college?
I had to focus. I had to blank everyone out and be in my own world. I had to finish all of my applications, do my work, my personal statements, and I had to do everything that I thought would be successful for me to be in Canisius College.
McBride admits to facing a cultural divide. She's African American and Latina and is still working to adjust in a new city and college life.
Well, at home, I grew up in a black and Hispanic neighborhood, and that's what my school was. My school is predominantly black and Hispanic. And coming to Buffalo, Canisius College is predominantly white school. I didn't know how to adjust to it. But now, the middle of the semester, the end of semester coming, I'm starting to meet new people and learn more about their culture. And they're learning more about mine. So we get to know each other more and we're adjusting to each other. So
we continue to hear in our community that many elementary and high school students have to deal with major language barriers. Not only are they learning coursework, but many struggle to learn English. Tamara Alsasa is director of multilingual education for the Buffalo Public Schools.
Imagine learning physics in a language that you really that isn't your first language and that you're not completely proficient in. So students need more time. They need a lot of supports. But we know that when they have those supports, they really are successful. So many of our valedictorians and salutatorians in the Buffalo schools are English learners or former English learners.
But even though students learn the English language and adapt to our American culture, Alsasa notes schools and communities need to do more to look at the assets these students bring from their countries to help develop bilingual citizens who can be successful in a global society. Ezekiel Rees teaches at International Prep in Buffalo. He says the summit and review of the film was extremely important for Buffalo's Latino students that attended.
It hit home for most of our students. They're able to see that other students also have similar experiences and were able to succeed and make changes, positive changes in their lives to something more successful and move on.
Following the film, students turned to Rees and said they wanted to make a change for themselves. And as McBride moves ahead in her first year of college here in Buffalo, she offers a message to local students not to become discouraged.
Don't give up. And that's such a cliche. Like, everyone says don't give up, and you know, people just look past that quote, but it's really don't give up. If you really want something, you're going to go after it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.